Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Matthew 6, verses 9 through 13, it reads as, after this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Precious Lord, we thank you this morning for the word of God. We thank you, Father God, that there's just some in this room today that are your children. We can say, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for choosing us, calling us, giving us the faith and the power and the strength to accept you as our Lord and Savior. Father, thank you for everything. You're so good to us. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
We live in a world today where you hear so much about radical Islam and how they're radicalizing their peoples. And I listen to it, and honestly, you know, y'all know I'm a jealous pastor. I honestly get jealous of the radical Islamic terrorist groups. I'm jealous of them. Some people say, what do you mean I'm jealous of them? You know why? Because we need some radical Christians. Okay, we need to radicalize the Christian church. Okay? And if you truly believe this Bible and these verses here, you radical. You are a radical child of God. I'm going to preach on the subject, God's radical children. Now I didn't get far. I honestly stopped right at verse 1, verse number 9. It said, after this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven. Now, I got stuck right there. Because the question come storming at me. If he's our Father, then we are his children.
Amen.
And if we're his children, then we ought to act like him.
Amen.
We ought to be like him.
Amen.
We ought to be like the examples that he gave us in God's word.
Amen.
Jesus was radical. See, people don't realize that. I've said this. Some of y'all know that I said this. Jesus is radical.
Amen.
He is militant. He is uncompromising. And you know what we are in the church? We are not radical. We are compromising. We are worldly. Let me say this. Okay? If the world's the problem, the world can't be the answer.
Amen.
And if the world's the problem, we the world can't be the answer. We can't bring the world into church and sing worldly songs and act worldly and do worldly things and expect to change the world.
Amen.
We need to be God's radical children. Let me see. Let me show you how radical it gets. This is radical as it gets. Jesus said this. After this manner, pray ye this. Our Father, which art in heaven. You know what? Christianity is the only religion, the only faith that has a Father who not in the ground.
Amen.
We radical when we say our Father who art in heaven. Because we say our Father lives.
Amen.
We sing he lives. He lives. I know my Savior lives. Listen, Islam can't say that.
Amen.
Mormonism can't say that.
Uh-huh.
Jehovah's Witness definitely ain't saying that. Christianity is the only faith group that has a radical belief in a God that is alive and well.
Amen.
Listen, let me give you another radical statement. I'm going to talk about some of God's radical people. Here's a radical statement. For God
Amen.
So loved the world
yeah.
that he gave his only begotten son, and whosoever believeth in him should not perish. That's radical. That's radical. If you believe that God sent his only begotten son to this earth to die for our sins and to be buried and raised on the third day, that's radical.
Amen.
That's radical. You know, it's almost radical if you believe when you die, you're going to heaven. That's radical. That's radical.
Amen.
See, they're not going to be talking about that at Prince's funeral. Okay? They just, that's not. And y'all know I enjoy me some Prince. Okay? Purple Rain. Now listen, I enjoy me some Prince. But they're not going to be talking about Jesus at his funeral. Okay? Oh, y'all don't hear me. Let me give you another radical statement. I'm going to tell you why. Because if you believe this, you're radical. And y'all pastor trying to radicalize y'all. I sure am. I'm trying to radicalize y'all.
Amen.
You know, y'all gonna, hey, listen, let me tell you something. I'm going to say it now because in a couple years I might not have even preached none of this in America. We might be down at the Iron Man underground. Preaching underground. Listen, I'm getting ready to tell y'all some radical stuff. This is radical right here. Okay? Mm-hmm. Ted Cruz ain't saying this and Hillary ain't saying this.
Uh-huh.
They can say they're Christians all they want. But they won't say John 14:6. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man. Stop there. No man comes to the Father but by me. That's radical. That's radical there. Okay, put that on your Facebook page if you work for the government. Okay. You ain't, listen, that's radical. Ain't no politician saying that to say they're a Christian. Let me tell you something. Radical children of God believe in the power of God. Let me give you a few examples. We're gonna move into this thing. I just want to talk about a couple people that if we say we men and women of God, we ought to be radical. Hezekiah was radical. Hezekiah had a radical belief in God. And one day Hezekiah got sick. And the prophet came to Hezekiah and said, Hezekiah, get your house in order. Now, I'm paraphrasing this, but Hezekiah said this. He said, I'm not done giving God glory. I'm not done serving God. I'm not done doing God's work. God has me on a mission. How can God take me home now? And the word of God said in Hezekiah, verse number 2, Hezekiah, 2 Kings 20:2, and it says, he turned to the wall and prayed unto the Lord, saying, I beseech you, I beg you. What are you begging for? Give me a little more time to finish what you called me to do. He said, I beseech you, O Lord, remember how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart and have done that which is good in thy sight.
Amen.
And he wept sore. And he wept sore. You know, think about it. How's your life? Are you living in truth before the Lord? When God, if the nurse or the doctor comes in your room and says it's almost over, will you have the wherewithal in you to say, you know what, Lord? I've lived in truth and with a perfect heart. I've done that which is good in thy sight. Let's talk about Solomon. Solomon, some folks say he might have been the smartest man to ever live. And God had placed him over a kingdom. He placed Solomon over a great kingdom. And you know what? Solomon said, I need something from God. If I'm going to do a work for you that's going to give you glory. Now listen, men and women of God, this applies to all of us. If we're going to do a work that gives God glory, gives God honor, we need something. that we can't generate ourselves. Solomon stopped and said, 1 Kings 13:7. He said, "Now, O Lord thy God, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David my father. And I am but a little child. I know not how to go out or to come in." Okay? Young ministers, listen. And thy servant is in the midst of thy people, which thou hast chosen a great people that cannot be numbered nor counted for multitude. Here's his prayer. Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this thy so great people? God answers. God answers prayer. In his speech, verse 10, in the speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. Folks, listen. You got to get radicalized. We need to be radical. We're going to be a child of God. We got to be radical. See? Our Father, that means you his child. Okay? And what the Father loves, the Son loves. What the Father loves, the Son loves. What's the Father love? Righteousness, holiness, love, joy, peace, all that. So let's look at this prayer. How's your prayer life? You ever been in a grocery store and they got little incense? They got all kind of little deodorizers. You can scratch them. Smell them, what it smell like? You ever scratch your prayer life? Did you scratch your prayer life this week? Because you know, I'm going to tell you something. This was a heck of a week. If your prayer life didn't get challenged this week, let me give you some ways. Y'all know what happened in Columbus? 9 people murdered. Just all over this, all over that little town. Now, our instincts say that's a crazy man. Well, we should have said, as radical Christian, we need to be praying for that community. We need to be praying for that community. We need to be praying for that school. Those were kids. We need to be praying for those schools. We need to be praying for those families. That whole community was devastated. That's a small town. Amen. See a car accident this week? Did you pray? Or did you complain because you was caught in traffic? Ride by a hospital? Oh, did you ride by a hospital? Think about it. You've been in one. You ever thought about praying for those? Just while you ride by. Turn the music down sometimes. And pray for the nurses in there. Pray for them doctors in there. Pray for a family who's been given some bad news. Now, we ride by the jail. You ride by the jail? Pray for the folks in the jail. Pray for the folks working in the jail. Pray for the folks that are victims of those that are in the jail. And then pray for those who have victimized folks. When you ride by the jail, when you ride by a nursing home, think about it. When you ride by a nursing home, you know, pray for them folks working in a nursing home. They ain't making a lot of money. Pray that they have patience with them old folks. Pray for them that they would do their job and the best of their ability. Pray for them. Pray for them. I don't know. I don't know. I get moved like that. When I think about things, I see a helicopter leaving the hospital. Think about who in the helicopter, where they going. Then I think about one day I could be in there. Or one day somebody can call me and say, you know what? One of your members is in that helicopter. They just took him to Cleveland Clinic. Yeah. Pastor, you say some good stuff, but how do I become a radical child of God? You got to hear the word of God. Amen. You got to hear God's word. Amen. You got to hear it. Yeah, you know, that's why I say, you know, if the world's a problem, the world can't be the answer. You got to hear God's word. Can't hear man's word. Man's word ain't going to save you. It might make you feel good. Make you run around in circles. But it ain't going to save you. It ain't going to change you. It's not going to change what's inside of you. Amen. You need to hear, thus say the Lord. I think about Peter and Peter talking to the people who were under the gun, under the pressure, under the torment of Nero. And Peter had to remind them what God had done in their lives. See, sometimes you have to be a reminder of what God has done. Ain't no wrong looking back. I said that to Madison. Ain't no wrong looking back. The problem is when you stay back there. Okay? Peter said, listen, y'all fussing and y'all complaining. Listen. 1 Peter 1:23. He said, being born again. You've been born again. How, Peter? Not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. See, that word that you heard not only lives and abides forever, but it lives in you.
Amen.
It lives in you. And if you're really radical, you can tell somebody, listen, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to live forever.
Uh-huh.
That's radical. And you need to be able to know. You need to be able to say that. I'm going to live forever. Oh, I'm going to live forever.
Amen.
That's right. That's the truth. Look at James 1:18. Y'all know this is one of my favorite verses. James 1:18. Talk about how would they say it? Because you were born twice. You got to be born twice. See, when this, I see Ariana over there and I see Zamaya over there and they were born the first time. See, they need natural food. They need breast milk and Similac. They need the things that we can give them naturally. But see, when you're born again, now your diet changes. See, you get a new diet. See, some of us, we say we're born again, but our diet ain't changed. See, we still eating worldly food, but we say we've been born again. James 1:18 say this. He said, of his own will begot he us with the word of truth.
Amen.
Okay, so if you was born a second time with the word of truth, then the word of truth is what's going to sustain you. See, the word of truth is what's going to sustain you. And some of us is so weak and so broken and so battered because we trying to maintain a spiritual life with worldly stuff. It just don't work. Okay? Listen, I had a backpack blower and it took a gas mix. It took a gas and oil mix. Well, one day I mistakenly put regular gas in it. Did start. Don't work good no more, even though I poured the regular gas out of it. It ain't strong like it used to be. See, some of us, see, we don't understand. We take a holy mix. Now, when we put the unholy in us, we can't function in the holy. I don't know. I don't know if y'all got that. That's just the truth. That's just the truth. You got to watch what you're eating. Watch what you're feasting on. Listen, radical children of God know he's able. I heard the choir singing. He's able. See, when you are a radical child of God, and God has given us some radical examples. Radical examples in the Bible. Everybody in the Bible is radical. See, y'all don't understand that. Somebody said, well, Pastor, listen, God's people always been radical. Joshua was radical. Mary was radical. Okay? We can go down the list. Moses was radical.
Amen.
Moses' mother was radical. Build a monument of art, send down the. That's radical stuff.
Amen.
I don't think my mother would have done that. Not that she wasn't radical, but that's radical. Listen. King Nebuchadnezzar, crazy king, telling everybody, you know, you're going to bow down. And everybody going, when you hear the music, bow down. But there was three radical brothers there.
Said,
we ain't bowing down. We ain't bowing down. Listen, y'all bow down. Everybody in this world can bow down. I'm not bowing down. See, we don't have there ain't no radical kids no more. You know, if everybody wearing Daisy Dukes, I'm wearing Daisy Dukes. If everybody got their chest hanging out, I'm wearing my chest out. Okay? If everybody's smoking, everybody got walking around, their drawers showing, I'm walking around my drawers showing. So we don't have no radical folks. So we need to raise up some radical young people.
Amen.
I'm not bowing down to that.
Amen.
Y'all can get high as y'all want, y'all can drink all y'all want, y'all can have all the babies y'all want. I'm not.
Amen.
Oh, that's radical. That's too radical. I'm not radical, Pastor. You know? I'm a social person. I like to socialize. Well, socialize your little stinky butt right on the hell. Now, we need some radical folks up in here. We do. We need some radical folk up in here. Church ought to be radical. We ought not go to church see the same thing we see at the mall. Amen. We're doing the same thing in the church they doing in the streets. People from the streets come into church, they see the same thing. Well, ain't nothing different about church folks than Elks folks. I see the same thing going on in so-sos and jitsos and... Y'all doing the same thing there. Y'all doing the same dances. See, these young brothers were radical. And then what they said? They said, listen, we ain't dancing. We ain't going to the club. And we ain't getting high. We ain't dancing your music. And they said, well, you... And they said, listen, tell Nebuchadnezzar. Turn it up. He said, they said, Nebuchadnezzar, turn it up 7 times. Because they had a God that they knew. They had a God that was able. And he said, and if it be so, our God whom we serve. That's a big word. Whom we serve is able. He's able. He's able. That's what Caleb was singing. He's able to do what? To deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. And he will deliver us out of the hand of old king. Oh, I like them boys. Well, I wish I could raise up some boys that was radical. I'm radical. I know that. I know what I'm into. I know what God has done for me. I know I'm radical. I'm radical as they come. Okay? Come on. You too much. That's what you is. No, I'm radical. I believe that Jesus, when Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and light, no man comes to the Father but me. I'm going to tell you that. Amen. Okay? Don't come up in here talking about, well, you know, he didn't go to church. He never had a Bible. He never even read a Bible. He never baptized. But, you know, because you say some nice things about him. And, you know, just for comfort's sake, tell our family that he's in a better place now. No.
Amen.
No, they got churches all over town do that.
Amen.
They come here and lay here. If they going to heaven, they going to show some signs. Give me something to talk about. Give me something to work with. He's able. I think about Paul. I think about Paul. You know, it's hard for me to preach without saying Paul when he's talking about this kind of stuff. But Paul knew God was able. Look at 2 Corinthians 9:8. Paul said, listen, I'm not worried about this stuff. Paul wasn't worried about nothing. He was stress-free. Stress-free. Knowing he was going to die. Knowing he was going to get his hand cut off. Paul was stress-free because God told him, you're going to suffer greatly for me. And Paul said, well, listen, if it's for you, I ain't worried about it. Okay? Paul said this in 2 Corinthians 9:8. He said, and God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you always have in all sufficiency and all things may abound in every good work. Stop trying to do it on your own. Stop trying to, you can't serve God on your own. You can't worship God on your own. You can't praise God on your own. You need an outside source of power. And that power is able to make you abound in grace and mercy. Listen, there's some benefits that come with being a child of God. Now, let me take it back, because we all say we're child of God. A radical child of God. I'm trying to radicalize somebody. You know, they're going to say, oh, Christian Bible Baptist. He over there trying to radicalize this Christian. Just I sure am. I want y'all to see God in everything. I want y'all to see God in everything. I want y'all to see God in everything. Like I say, I want y'all to see when y'all walk in the Sam's Club, I want y'all to see God. When y'all walking down the street, I want y'all to see God in everything. Why? Because God is in everything. He's in everything. And you know what? When you know Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, there's some benefits that come with it. I like this. See, God's radical children see the benefits. They see the benefit. Look at 2 Timothy 1. Here's just how Paul's telling Timothy about the benefits. See, Timothy, there's benefits. Now, I know you didn't watch me get stoned. I know you didn't watch people mock me and spit on me and curse me and take up fast and they want to kill me. But there's benefits that come with living a radical Christian life. Paul suffered, and you will suffer. The word of God says, all who desire to live godly in Christ shall suffer. The word of God said, many are the afflictions of the righteous. See, a lot of churches ain't telling you that. Uh-huh. They're telling you, oh, you know, you come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Everything going to be all right. That's a lie.
Amen.
They wasn't all right for Jesus.
Amen.
They wasn't all right for the apostle. They all died.
Uh-huh.
So how's it going to be all right for you if you live in the life of a believer?
Uh-huh.
Can't be your best life now.
Amen.
And if it is, you only got hell to look for. It's going to be rough on this side. Come on, somebody know that.
Amen.
So I can look around. I know what y'all done been through. I know some of y'all done buried your loved one, buried your children, buried your cousins, and buried your uncles, and getting ready to bury some folks.
Amen.
We don't even know. Next week we can put one of y'all in the ground, or me, myself.
Amen.
It only take 4 or 5 days, and we in the ground. Somebody died in the ground. You die today, you in the ground on Thursday.
Amen.
That's the truth. Y'all don't want to hear it because, oh, your pastor talking about dying again. That's all y'all pastor talking about is dying. Prince going to be in the ground by this time the next week.
Uh-huh.
Nobody want to hear it. Don't tell me that. I'm scared of dying. Know why you're scared of dying? Because you're lost.
Uh-huh.
That's why you're scared of dying, because you don't know where you're going. Listen, Paul. Paul said, listen, you got divine protection. You know, y'all want to go to Allstate and y'all want to go to what's some of them other ones? Nationwide and all that. Listen, you got divine protection with Christ.
Amen.
2 Timothy 1:2. For the which cause I also suffer these things. Paul said, I'm going to suffer in business. I know that I am. Okay. It's going to cost you something to come to the Lord. See, this ain't free. Gonna cost you something. Gonna cost you some relationships, some friends, some family members. You ain't gonna get invited to all the Christmas parties and everything. See, we want the best of both worlds. I want it all. I want it all. Listen, you ain't gonna get it all. You come to the Lord. Paul said, I suffer these things. Why? He said this. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed. Why, Paul? Why are you not ashamed? Why are you not worried about suffering? For I know whom I have believed. And I am persuaded. I am persuaded that he is, there's our word, able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. That's the best insurance policy you're going to get. Okay? And there's no deductible when you die. He's able to keep you. Well, you know what? I'm a bad man. I'm a bad woman. I done done some bad thing. Let me tell you something. Hebrews 7:20-25. Wherefore he is, there's our word, able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercessions for them or for us. Listen. Y'all with me? I hope you are. What I need to do, you need to make a decision. See, we don't like making decisions. You know, me and Cindy, we'll be riding around. So where are we going to go to lunch? I don't know. Let's go to McDonald's. Oh, I don't want to go to McDonald's. Y'all been there. Listen, you got to make a decision. People of God, people here, you got to make a decision. But it's going to hurt you today. Let me tell you something, this is going to hurt you today because you don't make a decision. And you die tomorrow. Okay, ain't no way I'm going to die tomorrow. Okay? All right, whatever. You hold on to that. Okay? You got to make a decision if you're going to be a child of God. Okay? I'm just being real. You know, you got to make a decision. Listen. All in the Old Testament, Deuteronomy 30:15. Look what he says. Here's God speaking to the people. He says, see, I have set before you this day life and good and death and evil. in that I command thee this day. Wait a minute. That I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgment, that thou mayest live and multiply. And the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess. That's part one. And then part two. And if thine heart turn away, don't want to hear, got to go to the bathroom, got to play with the baby, got to do this, got to do that, don't want to hear it, I'm going to hear this dude. You on your own. Go to the bathroom. Stay in there.
Amen.
But if thy heart turn away so that thou will not hear, earless. Imagine being earless. No ears. Born with no ears. But if thy heart turn away, so that thou wilt not hear, but shall be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them. Y'all got to get that. Let me tell you something. I'm serious about this. You're going to serve one or two gods. There ain't three gods. There's one or two gods. You got a choice. You're going to serve the God of heaven, or you're going to serve the God of this world. That's it. You're going to serve them. You're going to be just like a butler. Walking around with a towel on your arm. That's how we was when we was lost. When we was unsaved. Come on now. We were servants of the devil. But God, who is rich in mercy. For by grace have you been saved through faith, and not of yourself. It is a gift of God. But we can't deny the fact that we serve. Did we serve him? I worked for him. He was big time. We served him. And you're going to serve him. If you're not serving God now, you're serving the devil. That's just the way it is. See, everybody going to tell you that. But they want you to come back. I'm going to run all devil's children out of here. I want to run them out of here and run them up here.
Amen.
I want them saved, or I want them out of here.
Amen.
See, because if they hear, and all they're trying to do is recruit and make the atmosphere toxic.
Uh-huh.
No, y'all don't hear me. Well, everybody's welcome. I see church sign. Everybody's welcome. Man. God's house is for God's people. God's house, the ecstasy, is for God's people. Born again believers have a place where they can come and worship and praise and fellowship together.
Yeah.
A lost heathen shouldn't even want to be in here.
Yeah.
Shouldn't even want to be in here. I want to be among God's people. I want to be where the word of God is being preached and where the people of God are truly saved. But if thy heart turn away, so that thou wilt not hear, but shall be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them. Watch this. I'll denounce unto you this day that you shall surely perish, and that you shall not prolong your days upon the land, whether thou passest over Jordan to go to where it possessed. Let me tell you something. Just like there's some great decisions for God in the Bible, we're going to talk about them. But there's some great rejections of God in the Bible. See, when you reject God, when you come to God's house and you texting and all that, social media, you can't wait to get out of here. See, you rejecting God. You might not say it.
Amen.
Okay? But you're rejecting God. And see, there's some people that have rejected God, some people that throughout the word of God. I got three here. Let me share one because I know time is of the essence. Listen, in John, Jesus was preaching. This is what he preached. He was preaching a heck of a message. And it was just a holy message. He says this in John 6:58. He said, this is that bread which came down from heaven. Not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. Y'all don't think Jesus was radical. See, some of y'all, Pastor, where do you find these scriptures? scriptures that goes, all I ever hear is Jesus loves me. Yes, I know, for the Bible tells me so. Listen, he said, this is the bread. He's talking about himself, which came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever. These things said he in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum. Jesus was trying to radicalize Israel. Look at verse 60. I like this. This is us. We in that audience. And many of his disciples, when they heard this, they understood what he said. That's what that word heard mean. They understood this and said, this is hard. This is a hard saying. Who can hear it? And when Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, do this offend you? What and if ye shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before? It is the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. But there are some of you that believe not. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not, who should betray him. Let's move. And he said, therefore, I say unto you that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father. Now watch this. Okay. Strong message. Look at the response. Watch the rejection here. And from that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. And then said Jesus unto the 12, will you go also? Will you go off? Will you also go away? Let me tell you something. There ain't a preacher. You won't find a preacher in this town. They ain't telling nobody to leave the church. But he called him out. He said, will you leave too? Will you go away also? Because this ain't about crowds. See, this ain't about drawing crowds and making folks happy and build a mega ministry and a great. Listen, it ain't about that. You know, we gotta have the music, we gotta have guitar, we gotta have this, we gotta have that, we gotta draw the people. Listen, let me tell you something. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Everybody here supposed to be here. Okay? And then Simon answered him and said, Lord, to whom shall we go? He said, thou hast the words of eternal life. And that's what I want to hear. I want to hear the words of eternal life. Simon got it right. Simon got it right. Simon got it right. Then he backed it up. He said, and we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered them and said, have I not chosen you 12? But one of you is a devil. Listen, I'm not going to linger on. There's some more negative rejections of Christ. Let me talk about some acceptance of Christ. I'm going to close. I know when to close. Y'all might not think I know when to close, but I know when to close. Okay? Let me give you two. And these is popular. I'm not trying to go real, real deep. I'm going to give you stuff that you done heard. You done seen on folks' walls, okay, in their houses. I done been in folks' houses just living crazy and got this on their wall. But I'm going to read it anyway, Joshua 24:15, because see, Joshua is still calling the people to make choice like I'm calling you today. Listen, you got to make a choice. You got to make a choice, okay? And the choice you make may be a choice for your children, because they're going to watch you now. Mama done made a choice. Daddy done made a choice. I'm going to watch them live out this choice. And see, you may choose today and save your kids. Save your family, because the choice you made. And I want to hear God's word. I want to hear the truth. Joshua said this in Joshua 24:15. He said, it may seem evil unto you to serve the Lord. It may seem evil unto you to serve the Lord. Why would Joshua say that? Because see, they knew it was going to cost them something. They were going to have to leave some stuff behind. And we don't want to leave no stuff behind. We like the rich young ruler. I want it all. And he come running. He said, I want it all. I got all my stuff. I got all my cars. I got all my clothes. I got my girls. I got my boys. I got a wine collection. I got jewelry. What do I need to get eternal life? And Jesus said, you don't need all that. Go sell all that. Give to the poor. Come follow me. He made a choice that day. Said, no, I can't do that. Can't do that. And these people had to make a choice. Joshua told him, he said, listen, choose you this day whom you will serve this day. See, we tell them, you know, we'll finish next week. And next week, you got time. You got time. No, you don't.
Amen.
No, you don't.
Amen.
You don't, listen. It's appointed unto man once to die and after that, the judgment. You don't know when your time is. And then, you know, when people say, well, you preach hard. I preach hard every Sunday. You know why? Because next Sunday ain't guaranteed.
Amen.
Okay? I may not be able to get in your own face this next week. I may not be able to confront you and challenge you and call you out to make a decision. I'm not taking nothing for granted.
Amen.
Okay? I'm just not. I just look at it, you know, I just look at it like Stephen. Stephen had one sermon. He preached it hard. They stoned him. I don't know what's waiting for me out there. I'm leaving here, going to a prison. I don't know if I'm going to be back here next week.
Amen.
But I know one thing. Y'all won't be sitting in hell with me to blame. No. Oh, that boy here, man. He was so compromising. He was so weak. He didn't tell us this hell was real. I'm telling you it's real.
Amen.
Okay? Listen. And if it seems evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve. Who are you going to serve? Whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. Oh my goodness. Y'all know the rest of this. But as for me and my house.
Amen.
As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Amen.
That's a decision that you have to make. And your house could be a 3-bedroom, 2-bath condominium, or it could be your personal house.
Amen.
I believe you need to serve the Lord in both of them.
Amen.
Okay? Listen, last one. I'm going to give you this one because y'all know, I know y'all love this, and I'm going to give it to you. And I've been listening to a guy preach on Ruth, but y'all know this great story of Ruth. Y'all know the great story of Ruth. Ruth, her, Naomi and her husband had moved into Moab, and it was time for Naomi to leave, and she was leaving her 2 daughters-in-law who lost their husbands. And they both their daughters had to make a choice. See, this is all about making a choice. You have to make a choice. You know, Jill, your daddy can't make your choice for you. You got to make a choice on your own.
Amen.
Listen. And she said, the one daughter's gone back now. Behold, thy sister-in-law is gone back unto her people and unto her gods. And returned thou after your sister-in-law. Naomi sounded gone. I can't handle babies. You ain't got no more husbands coming out of me. But Ruth watched Naomi just like somebody watching us. Or somebody watching us. They watching what we do. They watch what we say. They watch everything you do. Let me tell you something. Them boys I got in my house, they watch how I talk to my wife. They watch how I kiss her. They watch everything we do. They watching. Hope they learning. Hope they're learning what Barry White taught me. No, take that back. Get out of there. Listen. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave. Not to leave or return from following thee. For whether thou goest, I will go. And where thou lodgest, I will lodge. And thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. And where thou diest, I will die. And where thou will be buried, the Lord do so to me and much more, if aught but death part thee and me. Listen, folks. You make your decision. Have you made your decision? You got to choose Christ.
Amen.
You got to choose Christ. Listen, God is good.
Amen.
God is good when he's given, when he's taken. God is good if you know him. If you know him as your Lord and Savior, if you know his word, you know that he's good and he's been good. And some of us can say, oh, I had a rough life. Oh, it's been bad. But you know what? God is good because today you are able to hear the word of God. You had an opportunity to make a decision for Christ that this little 50, 60, 70, 80 years that we live here don't mean nothing when you start talking 10,000 times 10,000. We're going to be in eternal heaven for a long time or eternal hell for a long time. So this 70 years ain't nothing. 80 years, 90 years, some folks want to live to be 100. You know, I don't really want to live to be 100. 120 sitting in a wheelchair with my mouth open. I'd rather God take me when I'm strong. You know, I don't want that. See? I know what I'm talking about. Because, you know, get me to the eternity. Amen. Get me to eternity. Precious Lord, we thank you this morning.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Father God, for the people of God. Thank you for this choir who sang so beautiful today. Father God, let them live out the song. Let the songs impact them. Let them know that God is able. He's able. Father God, we know right now that we need God's power. We need God's strength in our lives. We can't serve you. We can't worship you. We can't glorify you. So give us the word of God. Give us the power of God. Give us the wisdom of God. Give us the strength. Let us pray like Solomon prayed. Give me wisdom, Father God, to glorify you. Thank you in advance for all you do. It's been just wonderful praising and worshiping you. And I just look forward to today, where I can go out and tell somebody, I heard from the Lord today.
Yes, Lord.
God spoke to me. Let me tell you what he said. Let me tell you what he's doing in my life. Let me tell you about eternity. Let me tell you about heaven. Let me tell you about these two gods. And today I made a decision that I'm going to follow Christ.
Amen.
Father, thank you for everything. You're good.